Welcome, everybody. We're here with Angel, CEO of Heavy Studios, who's responsible for the game Rage Ball that is available right on HebbyStudios.com. That's HebbyStudios.com. And it's also coming soon to Switch, so stay tuned. Welcome, Angel. Thanks for coming today.
Thank you for having us out here.
Tell me about your background and how you got into the gaming industry.
I'm originally from Chicago. I was in the Marine Corps for 10 years. I'm an artist by nature. I got into gaming because I wanted people to see my artwork on a large scale. I've worked for companies like Riot Games, Blizzard, Treyarch, Bethesda, as well as Capcom Montreal. And after working for companies like that, I just told myself I wanted people to see my art and my product and make people smile versus larger corporations that are in it just for money.
Great. Sounds like you have a great background. You've been in the game a while. Why do you love working in the gaming industry?
Myself personally is to essentially see people smiling and having fun. Conventions when I see kids playing Rage Ball against their fathers or grandfathers and smiling and just kids coming back over and over again or asking their parents if they can just stay and play the game. It's one of those things where, you know, you created something that people love, and that's the best feeling in the world.
Fantastic. So tell me about your game and how you came up with the concept for it.
Well, the game Rage Ball is an interactive 2D sports game where it's comparable to Pong, just updated. When I originally created it, I wanted to play Pong, but I told myself, I make video games, so why not just make one? And then people said, well, what if you added this? What if you add this? What if you add this? And the next thing you know, it's not Pong anymore. It's like, okay, what is it? Then essentially, you know, just started building off of that, and people love the concept and the idea.
Interesting. So what do you think sets you apart from similar games that have come out in the past or maybe on the market today?
A lot more fast-paced. And as far as other companies, I would say what sets us apart is that we actually love seeing people have fun with it. We take people's opinions and thoughts into consideration, and, you know, we actually add that into the game. I know there are a few companies that have games that are similar, not like ours, but that have that Pong element, and they're wonderful games as well. But everybody has their own differences, but it comes back to the core of that, where Pong was an excellent game. We're not trying to remake the wheel. We're just trying to pay homage to it.
Gotcha. So you sound like you have a really strong core crowdsourcing element to developing your game, to make it to what players would like to see. What type of gamer would love your game and why?
Actually, everybody, from what we've seen, I've been doing conventions promoting my game or promoting Rage Ball and Heavy for the past 3 years. And I've seen every type of player, your older players, your younger players, people who are hardcore players, because we'll have tournaments for our game, and you'll see people just sitting there playing for hours just practicing because they want to win. And then you just get your players who just want to pick something up, beat somebody real quick, and then walk away.
Hmm. Sounds like fun. I know that you have a very close-knit team. Would you like to introduce your team? I know that they're there in the office with you.
Yes, they are. I'm going to pass it around. First, we're going to introduce Paige. She's one of my interns, and she's going to pass it on from there to her left.
Oh,
hi, Paige. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too. I'm Paige, and I am an intern with Heavy Studios. I've been an intern for about a year now, and I'm an animation student at the Art Institute of San Antonio.
Fantastic.
I don't know what to say. I'm sorry. I'm not.
Hello, my name is Juan Carrillo.
Nice to meet you.
I'm sorry.
What do you do for Heavy?
I work for Heavy as a 3D artist, level designer, anything that has to do with 3D. I've been with the company for about 4 months after I graduated recently from the Art Institute of San Antonio since March.
Fantastic.
Hello, my name is Breen Heath, and I'm a concept artist intern at Heavy Studios. I'm about to graduate from Northwest Vista College with a degree in game development, so I'm excited for that. I haven't been here very long, but I look forward to see what this company can accomplish in the future.
Sounds great.
Hi, this is Kat. I haven't been with Heavy Studios for very long either, but I was impressed by the enthusiasm and the sense of family with this group, and playing violin for them is an honor, and I've played violin for 14 years now, studied with a member of the San Antonio Symphony, and I also teach violin, and I also recently played in the Legend of Zelda Symphony of the Goddesses concert and hope to do it again this year as well. So, but playing with these guys has been the true honor.
Sounds great.
Hey, Rachel, it's Dana, and I am an intern with Heavy. I've been on for about 2 months now. I've always been an artist. I've been an artist my entire life, and I've always loved video games since I was really young, so I figured why not pair the two together, which brought me over to San Antonio. I actually moved all the way from Louisiana just to pursue my my dreams, and then I was actually granted the opportunity to join the Heavy family, and I'm actually really excited, and I'm excited to see where we're going to go on from here.
Sounds like you've joined a great team. Congratulations.
Well, thank you.
You got a great solid team there. Thanks for introducing them.
Well, I have one more person. You just walked in?
Sure.
Oh, you would have to repeat the question for him, though.
Yes. Just basically, what do you do for Heavy Studios, and how long have you worked for Heavy Studios?
Okay. I'm a creative consultant for Heavy Studios, and I also do concept art. And I've been with the company probably about almost half a year now.
Okay. Thanks, Austin.
No worries.
Yeah, I mean, really wonderful team. And essentially, each person here is, again, we're like family. So.
All right, good. Where can we follow your company and game to get all the latest updates?
You can follow us on our website at www.hebistudios, that's HEBISTUDIOS.com. Or you can also follow us on Facebook as well as Twitter and Instagram.
Fantastic. Anything else you'd like to share about your game or things you have in the works, like what's coming up next? Any updates or events that you'll be attending where people can meet you in person?
Well, let's see. Ton of events, ton of updates. Let's see. I know we're launching on Steam really soon as well, as well as the Switch. Let's see. I know this weekend we're doing an event at the Wonderland Mall here in San Antonio, as well as San Japan. In San Antonio, as well as RealmsCon and Alamo City Comic Con, the Halloween edition, as well as PAX Prime.
Wow, sounds very busy.
We have four conventions in there. It's just that would be about an hour explaining all those.
Yeah, oh, yes, I bet. Well, thank you so much for taking the time and bringing your team to the interview today. I look forward
to
seeing you guys. Oh, pleasure. And we'll definitely invite you back as things evolve. If you've got another game coming up, feel free to let us know, and we'll get you on again.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's another thing. At Fan Japan, we will be showcasing our a promo for our next title, which is called The Lost Ones.
Oh, very exciting.
It's going to be a survival horror game for the Oculus Rift as well as HTC Vive.
Oh, wow. Okay, getting into the VR market.
Yeah.
Very exciting.
And we will have Kevin Sorbo, or we do have Kevin Sorbo as our lead voice actor.
Oh, wow, that's a great highlight. That's the guy from Hercules. Well,
yes.
He's known for that and other. I'm sure he's got other spots, too, as well. Well, I look forward to hearing more about that in the coming weeks. And thanks again, and everybody have a great evening.
Okay, well.